This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Big Bear Mark.
This is Luke the Wonder Cub.
And this is a podcast for Brekkie Bears
on Joy 94.9.
You're travelling through another dimension.
With the cub
reporter, who is kind of short
and out of his mind,
telling us of journeys into a wondrous land whose boundaries
are that of the imagination. That's the signpost up ahead. Your next stop, Barely Believe.
Da-do.
I have to do it because Mark's not here, right?
Aww, Mark.
Poor Mark.
I miss Mark.
I know, I haven't seen him for a while. Poor thing. He's been unwell. He'll be back hopefully next week. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed, toes crossed, everything
but,
crossed.
In the meantime, though, where are you taking us today, Robbie?
We're going to Korea today. Now, I'm very excited. This one was sent in from a big listener of the show, big fan, Wendy. We love Wendy.
Hey, Wendy.
Love it when people get involved, and you can always send your ideas in at brekkiebears@joy.org.au.
Yeah, on our Facebook, Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
That's right. Tell us about the weird, wacky things you know from around the world. We'll be happy to talk about them. But we're going to Korea. Now, this is a firmly held belief that they have throughout the whole country.
Right.
It's known as fan death. Have you heard about fan death, Luke?
No.
Okay. So fan death relates to electric fans. Basically, will not... Most Korean nationals will not go to sleep in a bedroom with an electric fan running. They believe that it causes death.
Right. How, though?
So,
your hair caught in it and it, like, drags you in while you sleep?
There's a few different reasons for it. Look, and they're not rubbish reasons. They're, you know, hyperthermia, which is overheating, hypothermia, which is underheating, and also asphyxiation. But,
oh,
look.
Oh, God.
Nobody really knows. Look, all electric fans in South Korea are sold with a timer knob. So
right.
It's quite
so they turn off after a certain amount of
time.
Yeah,
certain amount of minutes.
So they're not going to be going all night.
So when you go to sleep, you set it for 30 minutes to help you get to sleep, and then you want it off.
Wow, okay.
So the origins are pretty unclear, but one really great fascinating conspiracy theory that I love is that it was a propaganda initiated by the South Korean government during the 1970s energy crisis.
Right.
That, due to overuse of energy, that they wanted everyone to shut off their electrical items at night. But they reckon that there are reported warnings dating right back to the 1920s when electric fans were even introduced into Korea. The media is also largely to blame. They often report deaths where there was a fan in the room. They'll report it as a fan death, even though there are obviously much more obvious reasons for the death.
Like someone's, like, stabbed.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure it goes that far. But, you know, people were dying of old age or, you know, overheating for other reasons, and the media is happy
to say. Actual health conditions.
Yeah, yeah. And look, there is evidence to suggest that fans may not help those things, but, you know, if you were going to die anyway. I mean, the fan's not the
reason. It's not the cause.
The cause of the death by any means.
Wow.
In 2006, a Korean Consumer Protection Board warned that fan death was one of the five most common summer accidents.
I find that that's crazy.
So it's just this weird sort of thing that's just been propelled and, you know, perpetrated.
You know what, though? My partner sleeps with a fan on all the time.
Yeah.
And it really annoys me because I don't want the fan on. I'm quite cold.
Hey, you should...
I'll tell him about fan death.
Tell him about the Korean fan.
And then he won't want the fan on anymore. This is really good. Well, I mean, you know.
Which at the end of the day is all that really matters.
Correct. Correct.
Globally, the theories behind fan death have almost... unanimously been completely discredited.
Shock.
But for Korea, for the most part, and a lot due to tradition and superstition now, they are a very superstitious country.
They are.
It still goes strong and lives on.
I was picturing, you know, there's those ads for, like, you know, your gas heaters and stuff, and it's like, your family could be dying from the gas. I was picturing those same sort of ads with, like, a fan. One of those desk fans, like, spinning, and you could die from the fan.
Like, I mean, in Australia, I think we would be big users of fans at night, especially over our super, super hot summers.
All the time. We, you know, we normally have like two fans aimed, or three even, aimed right at us, plus the like the cooler going as well, the air conditioner, the portable one. Yeah. It's crazy. So
we've never given a thought to the fact that it could be the end of us.
Could be. It could be contributing to our slow and untimely death. Thank you very much, Robbie. Another strange but wonderful, barely believable.
This has been a podcast for the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
If you like our podcast, why not rate us on iTunes and Stitcher? Woof girl.
Woof girl.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.